Blog Talk Radio.
This is you. Eyes closed, out in the rain. You never thought you'd be doing something like this. You never saw yourself as... I don't know how you describe it. It's like one of those people who like looking up at the moon, or who spend hours gazing at the waves or the sunset, or... I guess you know what kind of people I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. Anyway, you kind of like it being like this. Fighting the cold and feeling the water seep through your shirt and getting through to your skin. The feel of the ground growing soft beneath your feet and the smell. And the sound of the rain hitting the leaves. All the things they talk about in the books that you haven't read. This is you. Who would have guessed it? You.
good job while it lasted. Did it make you feel like you were on top of the world? Did you feel good if you ever met now? Did it make you feel like a fool? Do you have a good time? Do you have a good time now? Do you have a good time? Do you have a good job now? Did you have a good job? How long has it lasted? 'Cause I know I didn't. Why is it that I have to come to you? Let me feel old and not so me in a casual, yeah. Do you have a good time? Do you have a good time? Do you have a good time?
So now I'd like to say, people can change anything they want to. And that means everything in the world. People are running about following their little tracks. I am one of them. But we've all got to stop just following our own little mouse trail. People can do anything. This is something that I'm beginning to learn. People are out there doing bad things to each other. It's because they've been dehumanized. It's time to take the humanity back into the center of the ring and follow that for a time. Greed, it ain't going anywhere. They should have that in a big billboard across Times Square. Without people, you're nothing. That's my spiel. Thank you.
thank you so much for allowing me to talk over this song. The band is Fortet with the song Unicorn from the brand new album called Beautiful Rewind, which is a beautiful album title. And Fortet makes beautiful music, very drum and rhythmic oriented, with a good blend of
thank you. summer, ride high, but emotion won't grow. And we're changing our way, taking different roads. Love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again. Bedroom so cold, you turned away on your side. Does my timing not flow? Our respect runs so dry. Yet there's still this appeal that we kept it alive. Ooh, love, love will tear us apart again. Ooh, love. Love will tear us apart again.
Swans with Love Will Tear Us Apart, cover of the Joy Division song that you probably know well if you're at all familiar with the type of music played in Big G's back room. And clearly it's one of those times when I do a show and things go wrong. So far I've forgotten to open up the microphone, the mouse on the computer has died. There's been a lot of dead air, and felt like I wanted to be one of those people who calls out all their faults, calls attention to their faults. Most people do that a lot. It's unnecessary. Everybody has faults. Thanks for listening to McG's Back Room. You're listening to the Fighting Words Radio Network. Make that clear to you. Going back a little in time, we heard Mogwai with a brand new song called Remurdered. They have a new record out. Mogwai comes out in January. It's called Rave Tapes. Comes out on Rock Action overseas in Europe and in the US. Sub Pop putting that record out. Really looking forward to a new record by Mogwai, the band. Check out Mogwai. I'm going to try to keep moving forward with things. That is the plan. Somebody asked me today, how's it going? I said, it's going, and it's going, it's moving forward. No idea what it is, but it is going. It's one of those work questions that people ask me, I try to answer. Like, how is it going? You know, instead of just saying, good, how's it going for you? They say, good. It's like, I tried to describe where it was going. Am I being too literal? Perhaps. If you have any requests, bands that you want to hear, you can find me on Twitter at @dmcgurgan. Going to send this song out to Kelly.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know?
appreciate you hanging out and listening to McGee's Back Room. Everything comes to an end. Sometimes it's better to end sooner rather than later. So long until next time.
Oh.